Good morning, Morgan. It's Friday, September 30th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from New Oregonian and Oregon Live. The developers who hoped to build a resort in the Metolius River Basin more than a decade ago, only, they say, to be ultimately stymied by former State Senator Betsy Johnson's lobbying power, are suing the state of Oregon. Jim Keene and Shane Lundgren sued the state for $30 million in damages Thursday. They filed the lawsuit in Jefferson County Circuit Court. That's the county that gave preliminary approval to the so-called Metolian Resort, only to see the state overrule that decision. The lawsuit and subsequent legal trial, if there is one, is likely to read like a who's who of Oregon politics. Former Governor Ted Kulongoski and Johnson, who's running for governor, were key characters in the drama that unfolded in 2009. Johnson's family owns 160 acres on the river, including the headwaters. Johnson declined to comment on the lawsuit. To dive deeper into this story, go to oregonlive.com/business. Arcimoto, the Eugene-based electric vehicle maker, said it's cutting its payroll expenses by a third through layoffs and furloughs. Leaders say the tough decisions are tied to plunging stock prices and growing financial issues. Interim CEO Jesse Fittipaldi said the effects are connected to the larger economy and supply chain issues. Arcimoto had 250 employees as of the end of December. Company leaders declined to say how many people will lose their jobs. The cuts come as the company opened a 250,000-square-foot factory just 7 months ago. Stocks fell to $1.39 per share Thursday, down from a peak of $36 per share in February of last year. Founder Mark Frohnmayer was also abruptly replaced last month. The company admitted an arrest for driving under the influence of intoxicants was a catalyst in that decision. A 26-year-old man was arrested and charged with murder in the death of his twin brother. Police arrested Martre Oliver in connection with the fatal shooting of his brother, Martise Oliver, this weekend. Martre is being held in King County, Washington, and could be extradited to Portland within a week or as long as 90 days from now. His last known address was Tacoma, Washington. Martise Oliver was shot and killed at a Howard Johnson Hotel in Northeast Portland at Sandy Boulevard and 82nd Avenue. Gregory Gourdet's new showcase restaurant in Southeast Portland officially has an underground bar. Soul Soul, the subterranean bar underneath Gourdet's hit restaurant, Khan, opened on Thursday. The Haitian restaurant includes a 2,700-square-foot basement that was previously unfinished. So Soul is the Haitian word for basement. The celebrity chef said the bar draws inspiration from Haitian, Cuban, Dominican, Jamaican, Mexican, and other various cuisines. The menu there includes dishes like salt cod fritters, beef patties, and Trinidadian doubles. To find out more about the restaurant and other places that make Portland and Oregon great, go to heroesoregon.com. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.